Hey, this is JP Nurb, and you're listening to Culture Builders number 103, the most important thing to do in today's practice. So in Mark Batterson's book, Wild Goose Chase, he shares a study on some people who were studying to become a preacher, some seminarians. And the researchers had the students preparing a sermon about the Good Samaritan. And if you don't remember, the Good Samaritan is the parable in the Bible about all the people, a priest and a Levite, walking by this person that was beat up in the road. And only one guy stops and helps the person, and that person was the Good Samaritan. So after these students had prepared this sermon, the researchers told the students they had to go across the road to actually give this sermon, this practice sermon. But half of them were told they were running late and they needed to hurry up. The other half were told that they were early and just to take their time. So on their way across the street to give this practice sermon about the Good Samaritan, the researchers plant this man in an alleyway, slumped over, coughing and appearing hurt. And the results are startling, because here we have these people both preaching about the Good Samaritan. And those that were in a hurry, they only stopped and helped 63% of the time. But still, that was 63% of the time. It's not too bad. But those that were in a hurry only helped 10% of the time. And actually, in one case, one of the seminarians stepped over the victim. And the lesson I think we learn from this is that it's not about whether we want to help. The thing that matters the most is whether we are in a hurry or not. And when we are hurrying or in a rush, it can make us indifferent or and unsympathetic to others' suffering or to really what's most important. And that was kind of Batterson's point. And he kind of says something really interesting. He says, you know, the priest and the Levite, the people that passed by the Samaritan, those people are probably in a hurry to go serve their neighbor, to go help their neighbor. But they were blinded by the thing that was the most important. And I think this is a lot of times like us as coaches. We get so busy, so caught up in our mission that we forget our mission. And so when you go into practice, I think it's great to have practice plans. I think it's great to have an emphasis and an objective and have a clear idea of what's important. But we don't want to ever overplan or really overemphasize the significance of getting that stuff done, because we need to be ready to respond to the needs of the team and the people we're leading. Because the most important thing you can do in today's practice, in today's team meeting, or in today's game, is for you to serve the people, to serve the needs of the people you lead. Sometimes that means other things are going to need to take a back burner. And this could be a lot of things. Like, this could be like an impromptu team meeting to discuss something that is really upsetting certain people on the team. It could mean letting your assistants run practice as you sit down with a player to talk with them one-on-one about something in life they're really, really struggling with. It could even mean that you enforce the consequence of a player failing to practice hard or having a good attitude by just telling that player that they've lost the privilege to practice and sending them home. And when you do that, you know that losing them from that practice or that game is screwing up your plan, right? All of these moments, especially holding a standard like not letting a player practice, it's going to feel like you're experiencing a setback. Well, these setbacks can actually be the steps forward that you need to take to create your culture. So don't write them off. Focus on what's really, really important, and that's serving the people that we lead. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening to the Culture Builders Podcast. Have a good one.